Probation: Adam Harmsworth, NAPO National Executive Committee member. Personal capacity: Coventry Socialist Party. The probation unions have decisively rejected the government's pay freeze. In indicative ballots, NAPO, Unison, and GMB members voted to reject by an outstanding 99%, 98%, and 86% respectively. NAPO indicated the ballot had a high turnout in an email to members, which isn't surprising. Probation workers have endured working through the pandemic, while facing a myriad of issues with the reunification of probation. That's after 5 years of the government and private companies ransacking the probation service to save money and boost profits, leaving staff overworked and service users at risk. Probation workers are drawing a line. The union's leaders must use this result to its full advantage and begin building for coordinated industrial action. The Tories won't budge without it. No business case for a pay rise will stop them, neither will emotional pleas or lame threats to expose them in the media, as trades union Congress leader Francis O'Grady called for last year. The most effective weapon workers have is to strike, and right now workers need the political leadership to use that weapon. Probation workers have fantastic ideas for the future of probation. They shine through in NAPO AGM motions. Replacing the bureaucratic National Probation Service with a properly funded probation service with democratic community control, as part of a socialist system, and not a chaotic capitalist one, could give real life-changing help to offenders, and give probation workers a decent working life. Probation workers have made their views clear. Now, the union leaders must build a serious campaign. Take the campaign into branches, build morale, hold rallies and protests, make a victory over the Tories the utmost priority. A sincere cross-union campaign can smash the pay freeze, and have the union set the agenda in the period ahead.